In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, competing political forces this weekend claimed rights to lead the government. President Eduard Shevardnadze says he's still in power, but Saturday, opposition protesters stormed the country's parliament as Shevardnadze was speaking, forcing him to flee to his residence. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi.
It was a night of wild celebrations for the thousands of demonstrators who took over Georgia's parliament and presidential administration building on Saturday. They danced, drank, waved flags, and honked car horns. More of them poured into the city center as morning came. During the night, one group snatched President Shevardnadze's chair from his personal office and ceremonially set it on fire outside. Soldiers and police made no effort to stop the protesters, led by opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili, from storming the parliament. Saakashvili and his allies moved in after a parliamentary election 2 weeks ago that they charged was rigged in favor of pro-Shevardnadze forces. International observers and the United States criticized fraud during the election.
Well, we just conduct peaceful change of power. We were very peaceful. No police stopped us. No, we didn't use violence. We were with our hands up to show that we don't have arms, and they let us in. It's very fine.
At the other end of Georgia's capital, at Shevardnadze's sprawling mountainside residence, the atmosphere was very different. The 75-year-old Shevardnadze is still remembered in the West as the former Soviet foreign minister who helped end the Cold War. But he looked stunned and confused during a chat with reporters in his garden. Shevardnadze called the storming of parliament an illegal coup d'etat. This is an unforgivable act. We will punish the criminals and restore order, Shevardnadze said. But Georgian police and army units showed no signs of enforcing a state of emergency order given by President Shevardnadze. Georgia's army and police often go months at a time without being paid. They, like many other Georgians, are demoralized by the poverty which has gripped this once relatively prosperous former Soviet republic since independence 12 years ago. And although Shevardnadze can count on the loyalty of a few hundred well-armed commando troops, it's unlikely he can summon the army and police to reestablish control. Opposition forces say they intend to run a provisional government. They say if Shevardnadze agrees to hold early presidential and new parliamentary elections, he can stay on for an interim period. Shevardnadze, however, has refused to quit before his term ends in 2005. But for protesters like Irakli Machavariani, Shevardnadze's rule over Georgia, which has gone on for most of the past 30 years, is already over.
It's a Georgia people victory today. It's a very bright day today.
Why do you think it's victory?
Because Shevardnadze is a dead political and dead man.
For now, it's not really clear who is running Georgia. That has foreign countries worried. Russia's foreign minister immediately flew here from Moscow and offered to mediate. The United States called for dialogue between President Shevardnadze and the opposition. The U.S. sees Georgia as a strategic partner. A multi-billion-dollar oil pipeline is being built through Georgia. It will carry crude oil from the Caspian Sea to the West. Washington sees the pipeline as a way to lessen dependence on oil imports from the Middle East. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi, Georgia.